This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. Denver Mayor Michael Hancock says addressing homelessness is his top priority. In his State of the City speech today, he says he wants to add nearly $30 million in federal pandemic relief money to the city's affordable housing fund. A recent report from a local advocacy group criticized the city's sweeps of homeless encampments. People living on the streets told researchers that the sweeps did not connect them to resources. Three Coloradans are among the first gold medal winners for the United States at the Tokyo Olympics. CPR's Dan Boyce has more.
18-year-old Colorado Springs resident Anastasia Zolotich won the first U.S. gold in Tokyo, beating Russia in the Taekwondo final. William Shaner of Colorado Springs set an Olympic record Sunday in his gold medal performance in the 10-meter air rifle. At 20 years old, he is the youngest American to secure a gold medal in an Olympic rifle competition. And Amber English of Colorado Springs set a new Olympic record with her gold in the women's skeet shoot event. They are three of 33 Coloradans competing in the Tokyo Games. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Xcel Energy says it should have the Pawnee Power Plant in Brush, Colorado back online by tomorrow. The utility shut down the facility Friday after a fire in a coal storage facility. That fire is still burning, but a spokesperson said that the plant can safely be reopened while firefighters continue to work. The company said none of its customers lost power. This is CPR News.